Where for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. If you want to cheer for your rugby team or attend any major sport in Sydney next year, you'll need to get your COVID jabs. Venues New South Wales chairman Tony Shepherd says there's no other way to bring fans safely back to footy, and he'll seek government approval for the plan in coming weeks. Sydney's already lost the NRL Final Series, the Grand Final in October, and the State of Origin 3. A similar plan is also being discussed and considered by the Victorian government, meaning fans who refuse to get vaccinated could be denied entry to AFL, possibly the Boxing Day Ashes Test, the Spring Racing Carnival, and even the Australian Open Tennis Tournament. And to read more, you can with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at the App Store. Sporting great turned doctor Yana Pittman has launched an impassioned plea to Sydneysiders to do their bit to help us get through this latest lockdown. Since retiring from professional sport, the former world champion hurdler has become a medical practitioner and is working in the emergency department at Sydney's Blacktown Hospital. Pittman says they're seeing a lot of later presentations where people are probably more ill because they're afraid of either catching COVID or just trying to stick by the rules and not come in. And despite all her success on the track, Pittman says working on the front line as a doctor is one of her greatest honours. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The boyfriend of young COVID victim Adriana Midori-Takara has revealed that he's recovered from the virus but is struggling with feelings of guilt for surviving the killer disease when she did not. Khalid, who declined to give his surname, says he would never forget when doctors from the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital called to say that they would switch off his girlfriend's life support machine. The move ended the 38-year-old's 10-day battle with the Delta strain, and Ms. Takara died last Sunday after her friends said their final goodbyes over Zoom. And in sport, it'll be the biggest game in Matilda's history today when they clash with Sweden for a shot at gold medal immortality. Despite being beaten 4-2 by Sweden a week ago, Australia reached the final four in Tokyo with a 4-3 win over Great Britain on Saturday. In the wake of their group stage defeat to Sweden, coach Tony Gustafsson was adamant that his side had dominated the fixture and was capable of toppling the European giants. Now they'll get their chance with a gold medal match on the line. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au, and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.